hard feat in this practice today?
Yeah, it was. Greek's call, I can assure you, it didn't go down without a fight. But, you know, hopefully use the day to get a little better, feel a little better tomorrow, and look forward to hopefully being out there tomorrow.
Is this the first one that you've missed since coming here?
Since being here in Denver? I believe so. I believe it is. You know, I know government is shut down right now, but I still very firmly believe in HIPAA, and so I will refer all questions to the injury report, or you can talk to Greek, and good luck getting that interview.
How long have you been waiting to break that out?
Yeah, did you chuckle?
I've used it before. I mean, I believe in it, and I practice it.
Hey, what's your biggest concern after going back and looking at the film of the Indy game?
Well, it's got to be more consistent. We did some good things at certain times, but just weren't as consistent as we needed to be. And that's what you have to do in order to win football games, especially on the road. So I thought the mistakes that we made on offense were correctable, which is a good thing. But we have to do it. And we talk about it in meetings and try to correct it in practice, but you got to correct it, you know, on the playing field on Sunday. And hopefully we can get that done.
Is there anything good that comes out of losing, like maybe from a focus standpoint?
Well, you can I mean – I'm not sure about that. I think there's some positives from the game that we can build on, and you know, certainly guys were disappointed, but I think everybody's been able to hit the reset button and focus on the next opponent. You know, the Redskins don't care what happened to us on Sunday, so it's about having a good week of practice this week and, you know, playing it against a team that's got a stingy defense on third down that created a lot of turnovers. Got excellent, you know, pass rushers. Got a middle linebacker that's seen everything in the book. And, you know, their offense sounds like they're kind of getting hot right now as well.
If you and Greek have the same conversation on Sunday, will you win that argument?
What's that?
Will you win the argument with Greek on Sunday to make sure you're out there against the Redskins?
I plan on being out there tomorrow. So, you know, I'm going to just start there.
What's the biggest correction as far as pass protection for you guys moving forward?
Well, against these guys, I think it's important to, you know, be able to identify their different defenses. They're a versatile defense. They have outside pass rushers. They can drop in coverage. They can cover, can also rush. So I think identifying, you know, their different defenses and the different looks they can give you and, you know, being on the same page, you know, in the mental aspect, you know, allows you to play fast and have more confidence in what you're doing in the physical aspect. So, like any other team, we're dealing with the injury bug. We have some different guys playing different positions. Everybody has to deal with that. And I think when that's the case, everybody else has to kind of raise their level of play to help some of those new guys. And that's something we need to do this week.
Mike, do you think playing in front of a home crowd where you're not dealing with noise issues will significantly help your O-line if it's the same?
Yeah, I can't speak for that. You know, you have to ask those guys, you know, those questions. So I think, you know, playing at home, playing on the road, either way, you still, you know, have to identify different defenses. And then you got to, you know, everybody playing quarterback, receiver, you still got to be able to do your job, you know, from the physical aspect. So I don't think it really should matter home or away.
Peyton, what kind of relationship do you have with Mike Shanahan?
I've known Coach Shanahan, you know, for a number of years. I played in the Pro Bowl for him and really enjoyed that week. You can see, I know it's just one week and it's an all-star game, but you can see why he's been such an outstanding coach. His football knowledge, you know, I enjoyed talking some football with him. And, you know, you just see, you know, how detailed and organized he is in that short week. So I've always enjoyed the chances I've gotten to be around him, whether it's at some type of off-season banquet or, you know, like I said, that Pro Bowl. And, you know, I've had a chance to shake his hand after the times I've played him and just always had great respect for him.
Hey, Peyton, when you get hit hard like the Mathis play, obviously it probably affects your body. What do you have to do mentally to make sure that you're still Peyton Manning and even if your body's not 100%?
I'm not sure. I've never used the third person, you know, by any means, so I don't really know how to answer that question. I don't know what that is. It's just being normal, I guess. It's a physical game out there, and I don't know who in their 16th year ever feels 100% at any point. So But you know, I've been hit a lot. I'm taking big hits, and it's part of being football. It's getting up and getting back in the game. There's an opportunity right there in front of you on that next series to get back in and go play. So, you know, that's what I've always tried to do.
When you picked a team, it was obviously your decision. But to what extent, if any, did you use Shanahan as a sounding board?
Well, I talked to Mike and Kyle when I came out here to visit Denver. That was very early in the process where I was just sort of getting a feel. You know, I know I've said before, I came out here to Denver because I knew John Elway and Coach Fox, and thought I'd feel comfortable talking to them in a very new and different situation for me. And, you know, Mike Shanahan very much fit into that same category. He's a guy that I knew and respected and, you know, had a football relationship with, and enjoyed sitting down with him and Kyle, talked a lot of football, enjoyed, you know, picking Kyle's brain, and was impressed with him. You know, right around that time is when they made that trade, and so things changed, you know, real fast, and you know, they were kind of in a different position after the meeting, maybe before when we scheduled the meeting. And so, but it was because of you know, Mike Shanahan being there, that, you know, that I was, you know, even set that meeting and had a consideration for the Redskins.
Are you glad it's somebody else's homecoming this week?
What's that?
Are you glad it's somebody else's homecoming?
Well, you know, like I said, I can't speak. I mean, I've played against Mike Shanahan, and he was the head coach at Denver, and I know what a great coach he was here. And so I can't speak for anyone else, you know, in those type of situations. I think it's very much a personal thing, and I know he's going to have his team ready to play is what I know. Right. Yeah, I mean, 245 consecutive games as a starter. That really tells you everything you need to know about London Fletcher. Playing middle linebacker, always answering the bell every Sunday, tells you two things: how tough he is. There's no question he's dealt with injuries during his career, but he always answers the bell. But also what a professional he is, taking care of himself, being a pro, being there for his teammates every Sunday. That's pretty. It's extremely impressive, and only a few of us left from that 1998 draft/free agent class. And so London has seen everything in the book. Played against him a number of times, and extreme. You know, he's a great veteran. He's smart. Gets those defenses lined up. This be the. You know, I played against him in St. Louis, you know, Buffalo, Washington. So first time I'm in Denver and he's in Washington, so it seems like it's a different matchup every time we play, but have great respect for him.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Peyton, what are the top characteristics you look for in a backup quarterback? What do you want that guy to be like for you in meetings, practices?
You know, I mean, obviously that's a you know, coaches and personnel decision, but you know, certainly in the meeting room and on the practice field, I'm always talking to quarterbacks, you know, and Brock and I communicate a lot during the game Sunday. You know, there's certain things that he sees out there on the during the game from the sideline that he'll communicate to me. You know, during meetings, we're talking a lot, you know, asking each other questions. He'll do some studying of maybe a game that's from last year or the preseason, and he'll kind of, you know, discuss what he saw from that film that might be able to help us. And so and then, you know, he and I are helping each other out here on the practice field, you know, different drills and working with each other. So that's what, you know, all quarterbacks I think are always trying to help each other. But Brock's been, he's been great, and he's been a real pro.
Do you value that now more or differently than you did when you were, you know, 25 or 26 years old early in your career?
Well, most of the backups then were older than me. You know, I had Mark Rippon and, you know, Kelly Holcomb, Bill Musgrave, there's a name from the past, Doug Nussmeier. All these guys are coaches now, which is kind of scary. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm older than them. And, you know, any questions they have for me, I've always been glad to answer as far as helping them. But I'm also – you know, counting on those guys to help me as well. You never stop learning, and so I think it works both ways.
Okay. Last question, please.
As a fan of quarterbacks, what do you think of RG3?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of their offensive film this year, so I can't give you, you know, a great answer there. But it sounds like their offense is heated up. They scored 40-something points against a good Chicago Bears defense. And, you know, hey, he's a great player, and be a great challenge for our defense. Okay. I guarantee you that.
Okay, thank you, Peyton.
All right, thanks.